Happy Tuesday, everybody. It's The Fifth Thing. Amy here, and this is our Q&A episode for the Four Things podcast. And I take questions that y'all have emailed me, fourthingswithamybrown@gmail.com, and I just answer them here. And normally I have somebody on, mostly it's Chase, reading the questions for me, and then I answer them. And Chase is back today, which we miss you, Chase, because last week I had to do it all by myself.
I know. It is weird when there's a week when I don't talk to you doing this, so I'm glad to be back.
Glad to have you here. We're going to start off with a quote, as usual for Tuesday episodes. And this one I pulled from Reese Witherspoon because I've always loved Reese and I think she's great and she's super encouraging. Like, I love her movies, but I love her as a businesswoman. She's doing so much and doing it so well. And she's someone that we have on our list to have on our Empowered Women series that Mary and I are putting together. I was telling some girlfriends about the series the other night, and I was like, well, these are some people that we have on our list. We've got Gail King and Serena Williams and Reese Witherspoon. They're like, oh my gosh, this is going to be amazing. And I was like, oh, I guess I should clarify. They're on our list. We don't have them confirmed or anything, but it's kind of like, you know, you put it out there and see what happens, what comes back to us. So this is a quote from Reese, and here it is. Spend less time tearing yourself apart, worrying if you're good enough. You are good enough, and you're going to meet amazing people in your life who will help you and love you. Reese Witherspoon. And I feel like we, women in particular, but guys too, can be notoriously hard on ourselves. So I felt like this quote was a good reminder for everyone to hear and something that we need to hear from time to time. And even when we are convinced that we're not good enough, because I do a really good job of convincing myself of that, there are people who love us anyway, and just the way we are, and they want to encourage us, and recognize who those people are in your life and let them know. Chase, you're an encourager. I'll just tell you, since you're on with me, I would tell, there's others in my life for sure that are, but since you're right here, thank you, Chase, for always encouraging me.
Well, it's mutual, and you bet. I'm happy to do it.
Okay, you want to get into the first question?
Yeah, this first one is coming to you from Mary, and she wants to know, have you seen the Black Lives Matter collection on Netflix? I started When They See Us, and I think you would love it.
Okay, Mary, yes. And I love that Netflix pulled those together, and it's really great. If you're looking for documentaries or movies that touch on the topics of racial injustice, the Black Lives Matter collection, and they're all there, and you can pick for them. And I came across When They See Us, and I had no idea what it was about. And I finished the whole thing. It was so good, but tragically good. Yeah. It's about the Central Park Five, which I knew nothing about the Central Park Five before I started watching. So I encourage y'all to check it out if you have no idea. And I don't want to tell you too much about it because I want you to see for yourself, or maybe you even want to get the book. Because after I watched it, I started Googling stuff because I couldn't believe some of the people involved in what was happening to these five Black kids. I couldn't believe it. I was so angry and mad, and I needed to see where some of these people were that were part of this, because it's a true story. And then I was like, oh, there's a book? Shoot. I wish I hadn't watched this, because I wish I would have read the book. And I may still order it, but I feel like now I know the whole story, so I need to read other things right now. Other things you'll find in that category on Netflix is The 13th, which I've told y'all here on the podcast you need to check out. Anyways, a documentary, also another documentary, LA 92. Those are two that I've watched. And I also want to watch two movies, one called Moonlight and another called Dear White People. I can't speak to them yet because I haven't watched them, but there's a lot of awesome things on there. Which, Chase, since you're on here, this show has nothing to do with Black Lives Matter recommendations at all, but if you are a fan of Yellowstone, just a heads up that season 3 is back on Amazon. It returned on Sunday night. Did you start it at all?
And I'm so glad that it's back. I feel like I've been waiting for years, and I think it's only been a year, but yeah, it's my favorite show.
I know.
I'm super pumped.
I feel like we've been waiting a long time. Felt like we had to wait for Yellowstone like we did Ozark. And if you're listening now and you have no clue what Yellowstone is, well, then get excited, because now you get to watch season 1 and season 2, and then you have season 3 to look forward to. But if you didn't know, it came back. And Chase is in Kansas right now, quarantining with his family, and they live on a ranch. there that is in his family, I kid you not, is basically Yellowstone, but without the crime and...
without the murder.
Murder and like the bad relationships and poor character and stuff like that. It's,
but everything else, it's, you know, kind of spot on. But like, yeah.
Eerily spot on. So next question, Chase.
Okay, this next one is from Gretchen. I did it. I finally fell for an Instagram ad. Some under eye cream that hasn't arrived yet, and I'm nervous it may not arrive at all or it'll be horrible. I was wondering if you've ever fallen for any of those ads.
Yes, Gretchen, you're not alone. The first thing I think I ordered, all of these purchases have been made during quarantine. I appreciate the ads now because I feel like they've gotten to know me. And it used to freak me out. But now that I know my phone is spying on me, I'm like, well, thank you. I actually could use that. So I will order it. I don't know how to say the company name, but it's KITSCH, like Kittish maybe or something. But they have these microfiber towel scrunchies. So it's like you're wrapping your head in a towel after you get out of the shower and it absorbs all the water. But instead of it being a towel, it's a scrunchie. And it really does absorb a lot of the water. And I love just getting out of the shower and putting my hair in a top knot. And it dries my hair a lot faster. I still have to let my hair down and blow dry it, but it gets out a lot of the water. And I ordered off Instagram and it works and I love it. I also ordered Tat Brow from an Instagram ad, which is like microblading pencil for your eyebrows, and they were awful, pretty bad. So I don't know. I got an email from them, like not just to me, but a blanket email saying, oh no, we're so sorry. It's come to our attention that a round of pencils went out that are leaving an orange hue on people's skin, and it's not supposed to be orangey, like no orange undertones at all. And that's exactly what, it was like reddish orangish, and I ordered the blonde brown, so it wasn't making sense to me at all. But they're supposedly replacing everybody's Tat Brow pins that happened to, and I emailed them back, and so they're going to be sending me more. So I guess I'll keep you posted. Tat Brow is TBD. Another thing that is TBD for me is I ordered a cooking pan off of an ad, and it's called the Always Pan from our place, and I have received it. I think I ordered it at the very beginning of quarantine, and I just got it. It was super popular. I think it was on back order. It's a 4-piece set all in one pan, and it just looked amazing. The commercial, I thought, wow, this pan can do all of this. So yeah, I ordered it, but I we're moving right now, so it just arrived during our move, so I kept it in the box. And I haven't cooked at the new house yet, so TBD on that. Oh, another thing that I got, Chase, is a keychain touch tool thing. Peel was the company that did the ad on Instagram, P-E-E-L, and I clicked on it, fell for it, hook, line, sinker, ordered it, because I thought, well, I don't ever want to touch a door or press a button again because of coronavirus. So you put this little keychain touch tool, on your keychain, and then you can use it to press elevator buttons, so you don't have to do it with your finger. You can hook it onto a doorknob and it'll twist, or on a bathroom doorknob, it'll pull open. They even included a little subtle bottle opener as part of the keychain. So it doubles as that too. So in case you're out and about, or you're having a barbecue, or coronavirus is totally over and you're just still have it on your keychain, you can pop bottles with it.
Popping bottles.
Yeah. Two of the things I found and I was able to put on my Amazon page for y'all, in case you're wondering exactly which ones I ordered. I didn't order them from Amazon. I ordered them from the Instagram ads, but I added them to my page, and that's the microfiber towel scrunchies and the keychain touch tool. They didn't have the peel one on Instagram, so I put one on there that's very similar, and it's called Germ Key. And I think it's actually cheaper than the one that I ordered from Instagram. So you're welcome. Amazon stuff can be found at radioamy.com. Next question.
All right, this one's from Kristen. Hey, Amy, what all did you bake at your baking party? I saw the goods on Instagram, but didn't know what all it was. I want to host a baking party for my friends, but not really sure what to make or what to do.
Okay, first of all, the baking party was fun. My daughter, Stashira, loves to bake, so she wanted to get in the kitchen and make several things. So I thought, well, why don't I invite some friends over to do it with us? So I had about 3 girlfriends join us, and It was a lot of fun. We had some wine for the adults, not Stashira, obviously. And we made three different things and we divided and conquered. So everybody had a recipe that they focused on. You know, we divided into teams. But anyway, here's what we made. I guess I'm trying to give you the layout of how we did it in case you are going to be hosting one. You could know, because I had never done that before. And I was like, okay, how are we going to execute all of this? We've got three ingredients that we want to make. But I just put one adult in charge of each item. And then Stashira and I kind of bounced around and helped, if that makes sense. The kids had Izzy's. The adults had some wine. And the guys went golfing. So it was a lot of fun. So we made an ice cream cake because Stashira really, really wanted to. And we made up our own version because I didn't really know how to go about doing that. But I got a Simple Mills vanilla cake mix in a box and then baked it. But I divided the mix into two round pans. And then once they were baked, I removed them from the round pans and I put them in the freezer so that they could cool. And while that was happening, I took the ice cream out of the freezer so that it could thaw. And then after the cake was cool, we put the ice cream in the middle and then we layered it and then we put icing on top and then we added pink sprinkles and then we threw it back in the freezer. And once everything was all frozen and tight and right and ready to eat and cut into, we ate it and it was so good, Chase.
Sounds good.
It was so good. It was the easiest little ice cream cake. And then we also did Kale Junkie's life-changing tahini chocolate chip cookies. KaleJunkie.com for that recipe. And then Stashira really wanted to make cinnamon rolls, but I didn't have any yeast or instant yeast. Honestly, we didn't really want to even take the time for the dough to rise. So I Googled and I found an easy homemade cinnamon roll recipe without yeast. That's literally what I typed into Google. And I just clicked on the first recipe that popped up, which was called Easy Homemade Cinnamon Rolls Without Yeast. And it was from justataste.com. And when the guys got home from golf and we all taste tested everything, everybody's favorite was the cinnamon rolls, which
really?
I mean, my favorite was the tahini cookies because it always is. And then the cake, ice cream cake was second for me and then cinnamon rolls third. But everybody else, their favorite was the cinnamon rolls.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It all sounds good to me.
So I highly recommend it. Have yourself a little baking party and then everyone can take some to go when they leave, or you can store stuff in the freezer or keep it in the fridge or the pantry and have snacks all week long, which is kind of what we did.
Okay, this last one is actually from Sarah. Hey, Amy, as we begin to emerge out of quarantine, I was curious how you're handling everything. Are you nervous about flying on your vacation? When will you go back to a gym? Have you eaten out? Sorry, so many questions, but I'm ready to re-enter the world. I'm just a little bit nervous.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I think it's okay to be nervous. We've been through a lot the past couple of months, and I think I'm handling things okay, way better than I was in the beginning. Really, right now, when it comes to coronavirus, the one thing that really just causes me pain or anxiety or makes me all worked up is the fact that I can't see my dad, and I get nervous about his situation because I can't control. He lives in an assisted living place, and so there's ups and downs with that, depending on if someone where he lives has come down with coronavirus or, you know, how he's feeling. And I just get nervous there. And I wish I could see him and take him on a walk and hug him and he could come over to our house. But other than that, I feel like I'm fine. I will say I am nervous about flying. I'm supposed to go on vacation for 4th of July to Colorado to see my sister with the family. And yes, but I'm nervous. But I will be wearing a mask the entire time. And I'm going to take all the precautions, wipe things down, take my hand sanitizer, do all the things. As for a gym, we don't plan on going back. I have gotten used to working out from home even before coronavirus. But occasionally I would still go to the gym with my husband. But right now we're going to continue to work out at home because for us, that's working. And our kids have even joined in with us and they work out with us sometimes. So that's fun. But for right now, we're working out at home. And then, yeah, I've eaten out. Oh, that's only recently for me. I was doing to-go orders all quarantine long because I wanted to support some local businesses. But also, we were just having such good meal time at home, cooking together as a family and grilling out. But I've eaten out a few times lately, and I've had a really good experience. I just got my hair done, Chase, for the first time since February. And, you know, I had to sit in my car until it was my reservation. They texted me when I could come in. They checked my temperature at the door. Then I had to sanitize. I had to wear a mask the entire time. So did my hair person. But the precautions that my hair place was going through, shout out Parlor and Juke, I was seriously impressed. And I love my girl Leah. And I know that for her, she had one of the jobs where she legit wasn't able to work. And
yeah,
she's just so grateful and happy to be back doing what she loves and what she's so good at. But I was really impressed with the precautions they were taking, which I know a lot of places are, but we're kind of seeing an uptick in things again. And that's making me really nervous, like even in Texas, which is also why it makes me nervous to go to Colorado, because a lot of people from Texas go to Colorado. They call Southern Colorado North Texas. That's how many people from Texas are there. And I'm just nervous. But how do you feel about traveling, Chase?
Well, I'm going to Montana next week and we decided to road trip. And so I feel pretty comfortable being in control a little bit that way. But honestly, I feel pretty comfortable. You know, I'm also someone, I'll wear a mask in public when appropriate. And, you know, wherever I'm going or the business, like, you can tell right away if they're taking it serious or not. And I've had a pretty positive experience. So far, I feel pretty good.
Yeah. And just one other note about reentering the world. I did see a little article thing about something called super spreaders that I wanted to share with you. Uh-huh. And what it said was that researchers have found that about 20% of the population in individuals called super spreaders, they're responsible for transmitting 80% of COVID infections. And the most recent studies of coronavirus indicate that the average contagious person could infect 5 or 6 others. So anything higher than that qualifies someone for super spreader status. So let's just all wear masks. I don't know if anybody knows if they're a super spreader, because I don't think that's something that we know.
Yeah.
And you may be a super spreader and you don't know it, and you're not wearing a mask. So really the mask is being thoughtful and considerate of other people and making sure that you haven't contracted something that then you can pass along to somebody else that is more compromised. Like, I feel like for me, I might be fine, but really we don't know. But what science and research would tell me is that I would probably be fine. What if I pass it along to somebody that would not be fine? Like, that's where it gets really difficult. So just wear masks, wash your hands, sanitize, do your best, think of others, and social distance as much as possible. I know wearing a mask feels silly. I feel silly wearing it sometimes, but it's what we have to do right now. So just own it. Feel confident. Know that it's the right thing for us right now, and it's what we got to do. Anyway, I could ramble about that for a little bit longer. I guess before we go, I'll give a Pimp and Joy update. The Pimp and Joy line that we put up last week with all the proceeds going to build a home for Army Sergeant Christopher Biggs, who lost his leg in Iraq and had traumatic brain injury. We partnered with Building Homes for Heroes. We're trying to build him a home, and we are at over $100,000 for a donation towards his house, which is so crazy. And so if you are someone that has been a part of that, whether it's just spreading the word and telling people, or you made a Pimp and Joy purchase and you got a shirt or a hat or a hoodie or whatever, a tank top, thank you from the bottom of my heart. It's amazing. The Bobby Bone Show thanks you. The Shop Ford thanks you. Building Homes for Heroes thanks you. And Army Sergeant Christopher Biggs thanks you. There's just a lot of people involved in making that all happen. Y'all are the part of that. I mean, if y'all weren't buying, we wouldn't have this donation. So thank you so much. We still have stuff up. At this point, we can't guarantee 4th of July delivery, but we have a lot of items up there that are not even red, white, and blue. So if you just want something Pimp and Joy and you want to wear it and be reminded to choose joy for yourself, spread joy to others, and know that you helped build a hero a home, then go check it out. RadioAmy.com, and you'll see a little icon for that, like a picture of me and Stevenson wearing Pimp and Joy. If you click on that, it'll take you to the collection. And yeah, if you're a new listener and you don't know what Pimp and Joy is all about, I put up a post on my Instagram of me telling the story on the Bobby Bone Show a few years ago, kind of a little throwback of that. So you can go to Radio Amy on Instagram and look for that. It was just a post that I put up on Saturday. So you'll find it there. Okay. Well, I guess that's a wrap on today's episode. Thank you for the questions. Y'all can send more, if you've got them, to 4thingswithamybrown@gmail.com.